Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Joined now by the voice of the Titans, Mike Heath. Mike, do you still have a voice?
Hardest working man in show business.
Oh no, we're okay. We made it. Didn't have much of one last night, but much better today. Thank you.
You guys did an amazing job yesterday, given the situation and the circumstances, and just kind of updating everybody on the setting and the situation. It was so helpful.
Well, thank you. I hope we don't ever have to do it again.
Yeah.
I know you got to make new, like, rain delay stuff.
We've been working on that today, as a matter of fact.
Have you really?
Sure, because it's all gone.
Yeah.
Years of work, gone.
Have you ever been through anything like that as a broadcaster?
Yeah, I have. You know, I did baseball for years.
Mm-hmm.
And especially tournament baseball. You can be waiting forever and ever and ever. And unfortunately, I have. I don't know that I've been through two delays like that. But I've unfortunately lived through a few of those. And that's the worst. The thing that we were trying to do is we were just trying to do our best to keep people engaged and kind of let them know what we did and what we didn't know. And the other part of it, too, is we have a lot of radio stations on Titans Radio, and they're counting on us. You know, they on Sunday afternoon, they can't just cut away to the Bob and Phil show. You know, they don't have that. It's Sunday afternoon. They're counting on us to fill the afternoon programming. So we were trying to do a good job for them as well, and I hope we did.
Mike Keith, voice of the Titans, with us on 3HL every Monday at 5:15.
Yeah, I think you guys did a phenomenal job.
Mike, well, thank you, Dawn.
It seems like maybe some Titans fans are hitting the panic button when it comes to Marcus Mariota from an accuracy standpoint. To those fans, what would you say about yesterday's performance?
I'd say it's two performances, really, because He was looking pretty good early, did some good things, had a couple other balls that could have been caught that would have been big plays, and then hurt the elbow, and then after that, I don't think he knew where it was going.
Yeah.
And Dave McGinnis made the point that the ball wasn't even really spinning, and I know what he literally means by that. It just didn't look right coming out of his hands any longer, and so I think it's, in my opinion, it's a little hard to judge after that. But the bottom line is the offense didn't get enough done. You know, they had 336 yards, they had 116 on the ground and 220 through the air, and they just didn't get enough done. They only scored 13 points in this ball game, and that's got to be an area that this ball club has to improve. Defensively, had some chances to get off the field and didn't quite get done what they needed to get done. And this club right now, with where they are injury wise, Dawn, they've got to play well to win. They've got to play good football. Don't have to be perfect. They don't have to, you know, be the all-time greats. But they have to play good, solid football, not make mistakes. Because we understand that some of their best players either A, aren't out there, or B, are dinged. And are only able to play, 14 snaps like Derek Morgan did. And, you know, you don't have Jack Conklin. And so, I mean, you're dealing with some of these things right now that are just there. If they can do what they need to do to kind of hang in there, you know, the reinforcements are on the way. They're going to get Rashawn Evans. They're going to get Harold Landry. Conklin's going to come back. You know, they've got some opportunities to improve, but right now they've got to execute better. They've got to play cleaner than what they have, and they certainly can't help the other team.
Obviously, the biggest big picture thing coming out of the opener was the loss of Delanie Walker.
Right.
That was just so hard to watch, because I think everybody watching understood immediately that was going to be a really nasty situation. And We continue to say thoughts and prayers to him because he's such a good dude. But how does the team move forward without, you know, 82 in there?
Well, I think part of what you saw today in that locker room with guys talking to the media is they told the truth. They didn't say, oh, well, we just got to go on. And, you know, their first thing is that this hurts. This hurts a lot. Delaney's, you know, one of the guys. I mean, and if you think about 20 years of Titans football, he's one of those guys that when you think of reliable, tough, able to do everything, I mean, he certainly could have played on the McNair-George teams and been a guy who, with, you know, with Blaine Bishop and those kind of guys and fit right in. So to lose him is big from a playing standpoint. It's big from a leadership standpoint. And a lot of people are going to have to step up. You know, leadership is going to have to step up. Guys at the tight end position are going to have to step up. You know, for Jonnu Smith, this is a big moment. This is a guy who's averaged 5 catches a game since he got here. Now think about that. I mean, you're going to get this guy and he's going to catch 5 passes every game. Touchdowns, first downs, but he's reliable. He's only missed a handful of games while he's been here to this point. He blocks. I mean, you know, if you had to play him on special teams, he would do that. I mean, the guy's just a really good football player, a good guy, and a big personality that's a part of this team. Some other people are going to have to step forward.
Voice of the Titans, Mike Keith, with us on 3HL.
Mike, you mentioned all the stats about Delaney. Travis Haney was on with us earlier and said he just figured out he's been targeted on 22% of all of the throws over the last 4 years the Titans have made, not just the 5 catches a game, but I thought that was another eye-popping stat. You know, a lot of people talked about officiating and injuries and everything that happened today, but I certainly thought Deion Lewis was a bright spot, and, sure, you know, to quote the late Denny Green, sort of, he is who we thought he was.
He truly is. You know, he put up almost the exact same numbers he had against us in the playoffs, which is really ironic.
When we were all leaving saying, gosh, we need a guy like Deion Lewis around now.
Well, why don't we steal that guy from them?
Sure enough, yeah, that's sweet.
And here's what's amazing. If Delaney Walker doesn't get his face mask grabbed and be called for holding,
right,
because that's what happened. If that doesn't happen, you put 62 more yards into the Derrick Henry pool, and then what do you say? You got Henry with 88 yards, and you got this guy with 75 yards and 5 catches, and you go, man, this is exactly how we wanted it. Yeah. This is perfect. So I still think that has a chance to be quite a duo. You know, you're going to use Henry more if you're tied or in front. You know, that's just going to be the case. You know, when you're in front, you're going to bang him at people, and you're going to continue to pound him, and you're going to switch up with both of them. I do think they're 1A, 1B, and I think some games Lewis will be 1A and Henry will be 1B and vice versa. But I think they're both going to be outstanding in these roles. And Lewis, you're 100% right. Lewis was exactly what we thought he would be. That was exciting.
Do you think, and I'm asking this because literally the video is looping on ESPN right now, the hit against Marcus that has ultimately sidelined him for the rest of the game, he had taken about 2 steps or was
Mickey,
a step and a half.
Mickey?
Yes.
Unnecessary. Can I just stop you and say that?
Okay.
There was no reason for it. There was no reason to hit him in that way. And an experienced ball player knew at that moment he didn't have the ball.
William, illegal play, hey.
But he also knew that he could hit him because he wouldn't be flagged.
He knew, he did, and that's fine. I mean, I guess that's what the rule is. We talk about protecting the quarterbacks and things of that sort. They talk about, players talk about protecting one another on the field, but coach said it today. It's a violent game, and I guess if you want to play it in that way, you certainly have every right to. That was unnecessary and very disappointing.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if Miami's a playoff team. I don't know if Tennessee's a playoff team, but I would love to see that little playoff matchup.
Miami's pretty good. They really are. And when they get Devontae Parker back, I think they're going to be even better because, you know, they really do have some weapons on offense. And they had good defense last year. It's mm-hmm. just when your offense is so lousy as it was a year ago, you don't really know it because, you know, you're in reverse all the time, seemingly. Miami's a pretty good club. I think they're going to knock on the door and have a chance to be a playoff team. And, you know, the tough thing for the Titans is I think there are a lot of teams in that boat in the AFC. I think there's several teams that are going to kind of be right there bunched together. And from that standpoint, that loss hurts. It's why Sunday's game, it's one of the reasons Sunday's game against Houston is so big and even bigger because it's a division game.
Yeah. Well, Mike, we appreciate the time. Great work by you and the crew on Sunday. We appreciate it.
Well, you really are talking about the crew. I mean, those guys did just and girls with Amy Wells did a remarkable job holding everything together and pointing me in the right direction and making sure that I had coffee. So as long as they keep bringing me coffee, I can keep going. Yeah,
and Rhett Bryan's full-length pieces, the Earl Campbell thing and all the stuff that he had in his pocket. That
and
he
Brad
put
Willis,
aside,
too.
And Brad Willis.
Yeah, Brad, and you know they had prepared all of that stuff. And of course, we just a little insight, we travel all of our equipment. Everything is played from the stadium. And so that has to be loaded into the equipment just for the eventuality that this will come up, and it did. And so that tells you a lot about Brad Willis and Rhett Bryan and
way more prepared
Philip
than the
Noel.
NFL.
I mean, those guys are 100% pros that make me look good every week, and I'm really, really lucky to work with them. Jonathan Hutt and Amy Wells did an amazing job. I was really proud of everybody.
Wesley Woodyard just offered this quote. Delaney is one of the best players in the NFL. It's always tough losing a guy like that, but to me, it's time for me to dedicate my play to him.
Yeah.
I'm going to go a little bit harder for him.
Wood. Yes.
Woodrow52 on Twitter. All right, Mike, thank you.
All right, guys.
Appreciate it.
See you.
There's Mike Keith, the voice of the Titans.